Grace, mercy, and peace be yours in abundance. Amen. Text for consideration today is recorded for us in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 12, beginning with verse 27 and into chapter 13. We hear just a few of these words. It says, if I have the gift of prophecy and can fathom all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have a faith that can move mountains, but have not love, I am nothing. And if I give all I possess to the poor and surrender my body to the flames, but have not love, I gain nothing. God's word is truth. Amen. Love never fails. It says so right here. Really? Literature, music, and our lives are filled with failing love. Romeo and Juliet doesn't end up well. According to country music, high school sweethearts and marriage ends up all rusted out like an old truck, and there's always an end to it like a bottle of beer. Parents and kids might get into an argument and not talk to one another in decades. The reality of a sinful world with sinful people has perhaps changed our tune towards love and make us think that it is only the stuff of old Taylor Swift songs and wedding days. Does love fail? The movie Frozen ended up differently. If it didn't have the Disney ending, would it still be a failure in regard to love? It didn't end up well for Romeo and Juliet, but are we not led to believe that the Montagues and Capulets grieve together and mend ancient grudges and new mutiny? Tragic love stories make us struggle with the great truth. Love surpasses everything, including tragedy. Even death itself. God's love shows us that. And Jesus himself speaks, greater love has no one than this, that he lay down his life for his friends. And Jesus dies on a cross because of love, and it's admiring to a part of our soul and disturbing to a different spirit that attempts to occupy it. The new creation the Holy Spirit brought to life in you through the Word of God syncs up with love. On the other hand, the sinful nature, robed in filth, finds self-sacrificing love putrid and vile in every way. Let me speak to the new creation today. What is worth more than life itself? It is love. And if we die in love, so be it. Better to die in love than in hatred or envy or any other feeling that may inhabit dust and made life by the Spirit of God. For dust we are, and to dust we shall return. May the name of the Lord be praised. But what kind of man are you? What kind of lady are you? What is it, child, that makes the day worth living? Is it not love? And when we take our last breath and death comes, is there not victory for those in faith because of the love of God? Absolutely. And when we speak of love, let us speak of the source of it all. Scripture speaks, we love because he first loved us. And love is more than a feeling. It is a motive that finds fulfillment in action. Before the flood in the book of Genesis, we hear these sad words. The Lord saw how great man's wickedness on the earth had become, and that every inclination of his thoughts in his heart was only evil all the time. And the Lord was grieved that he had made man on the earth. And his heart was filled with pain. And although the flood came, we see God's love in saving Noah and seven more. And in time, he goes to the cross to eradicate sin and to save. And yet, the sinful nature lurks within. And we see a heart that behaves indecently and takes advantage of the weakness of others. We see that our greed is consoled at the expense of others. We stoke the fire of an angry spirit. We register the evil against us as an accountant keeps a tally on debts. Unrighteousness receives applause. And when the sinful nature rules the soul, that is the way it is. And God confronts these sins and the sinner. He confronts us. Convicted sincerely in love by our Lord, let us repent and see in such a situation that God in love steps in. And we are, as the words we sang, redeemed, restored, forgiven through Jesus' precious blood. Heirs of his home in heaven, oh praise our pardoning God. We wandered far and wide, far from the cleansing fountain, far from the pierced side. But Jesus sought and found us, our many sins he bore. With cords of love he bound us to him forevermore. The love of God continues to act. It is his love that lives through you, as scriptures say. God is love. Whoever lives in love lives in God, and God in him. And see opportunities to serve God and one another sincerely in love. It gets down to the motive of who we are. Right? If we have faith to move mountains but have not love, I am nothing. If I become a martyr for my Lord but have not love, I gain nothing. Love, you see, is held in the position of primacy. And if we are fools and fail in the eyes of the world, so be it. Rather to be made a fool because of love than for any other reason. And if we perish from the faiths of the earth, let it be for this love God speaks of. And may God be praised because of it. And Jesus makes this clear. By this all men will know that you are my disciples if you love one another. And how to love? The parable of the Good Samaritan serves wonders. Luke chapter 10. Right, an enemy made time, spent his own money, and followed up to show compassion. In this hectic life, we have trapped ourselves in. Make time in your schedule to show love, even when you have no time. Do so anyway. And love is patient. It is a love that endures and doesn't give up. Helping an addict of drink, drugs, or erotica takes patience. Helping an aging parent navigate new realities like travel, snow removal, or finances while being chided for it takes patience. Helping a young child in potty training, that takes patience. Little kids, little problems. Big kid, big problems, right? Helping a rebellious teenager takes patience. To mend a marriage takes patience. And love is kind, gracious, and strives to serve others. A child unasked cleaning dishes, separating laundry, or being a friend to others at school, this is kindness. Love rejoices with the truth. It does not whisper, but loudly proclaims it with joy, especially the great truth of the gospel. Love protects like a roof. Love trusts, hopes, and endures despite ingratitude without a whimper. Love never fails. And the reason why is because it finds its fulfillment in the act of showing love. And as we serve the body of Christ, each a member of it, let us serve sincerely in love. Amen. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen.